Radio.
You're listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy on cradio.org.au.
Wherever you are around the world today, it's great you can be here with us. Today, I want to talk on a subject that my television producers just said to me before is a little daunting. I want to talk about what God knows about you. That's right, what God knows about you. If everybody knew everything about you, if everybody knew your thought world, if everybody knew the things you did in private, if everybody knew everything about you, how would you feel about yourself? Oh, that'd be scary, wouldn't it? Well, what does God know about you? Because despite all that God knows about you, He loves you desperately. So let's talk about what God knows about us. Go get your family, get your friends, get everybody you love. I think today's message is going to bless and enlighten all of us. Many years ago, a Catholic priest used to ask me all the time how my personal prayer was going, and I didn't know how to answer. Well, he taught me how to pray, and my life has never been the same. It's the most important thing I do in my life. So I wrote a book called Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person that step by step helps us to pray. Have you ever noticed that so often our prayers can be just asking for things from God? And any relationship that's all about just asking for stuff is not really a very fulfilling and meaningful relationship, is it? Or have you ever noticed that so often when it comes to prayer, we just don't know what to say? Well, I'm a husband and a father of 5 children, and I wrote this book, Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person, for women and men like me who are busy and yet want to connect with God in some way. I would love to bless you and give you this book for no charge, for no cost. Prayer changed my life. I would not be here today if it was not for personal prayer. Write to me on this address or call me on this number and I'll send you Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person for no charge at all. And I pray it blesses you.
We want you to have Bruce's book, Personal Prayer, for free. Call us on the number on your screen or write to us at P.O. Box 97367, Washington, D.C. 20090-7367. And we'll send you a copy of Personal Prayer.
One of the most powerful stories in my life was when our second oldest daughter, and I've talked on this many, many times, we found out very suddenly was dying. She came down with an illness when we were overseas. We weren't expecting it whatsoever. And by the time we got back, it took us a day and a half to get back. She was very, very ill. And on the day, we took her to the hospital. We rushed her to the hospital and we got her there and they had to operate. They didn't know what was happening. And it was only when they operated that fortunately, by God's grace, they were able to help and save her life. But the doctors were very clear that she was passing away. And by God's grace, God blessed her tremendously. When we were sitting in the hospital, we rang every single person that we knew. I sent messages to everyone we knew. We sent emails to people all over the world that we knew, and we just said, will you pray? Because we were at that point as mum and as a dad where there was nothing that we could do. We're at the limit of our knowledge. I know about these kind of things, but the truth is I don't really know that much about medical things at all. I don't know. And so all I could do was trust that these doctors and these nurses and the medications and the surgeons who were working could do their part. All I could do was trust that God would come and He would override and work through all of those people in their life. And what happened is, by God's grace, she was okay. Well, there are many of us and we have people that we want to pray for. And it's important that as we begin, that we're very specific about what we're asking for. So what I want you to do is to give you a little bit of homework wherever you are, is I want you to think through the names of the people that you want to pray through specifically, the people that you love that you specifically want to pray for, and be specific right now at the beginning of this period of time, what are you asking? What are you asking? So that at the end of 30 days, when we get to the end, we will be able to stop and we will be able to say, look at what God did. Now, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from the declaration of, look at what God did, and our faith is built, and our faith is built, and our faith is built. And it increases our ability to ask God for more. It also increases our ability to trust God for more in our lives. And trust is the essence of faith, isn't it? Faith, then, says in Hebrews 11, is the belief in what we can't see. And ultimately, it causes us to trust. And so this is an opportunity in these days to stop and to say to God, God, I'm praying for this situation. I'm praying for this person. And I'm asking specifically that you would work in this area of their life. And so that our prayers are laser focused, are consistently coming back every day and holding that person and those people up in their life is consistent. And we know exactly what we're praying for. And along the way, our faith gets built. I've never been the same since that day that our daughter, her life was saved that day by the doctors and by God. I've never been the same. But what it's given me is the ability to pray at a deeper level for people and to pray in my own life and to trust at a deeper level that God does turn up, that God does have a perfect picture, that God does have a perfect plan, even when He chooses not to answer the way I'm asking Him to specifically to work. So right now at the beginning, do the homework. Who are you praying for? What are you specifically asking? Write it down so that you can come back to that every day. And for 30 days, let's hold up before God those people right now. And I think we'll be amazed. I think we'll be surprised by how God works in people's lives. And your faith and all of our faith, if you choose to share it, will be built. Imagine what's going to happen over these next 30 days. This is truly going to be a life-changing experience for people all over the world. Dear Lord God, right now, you look at every person who's watching or listening to the sound of my voice. And Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we hold up to you the people that we love, the people maybe that we don't know even, but we feel called to pray for. We pray right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, which is the way you taught us to pray, we pray that you would have your perfect will, that you are all powerful, that you are all knowledgeable, and that you can work in situations that seem impossible, and that you can change them. And in the process, you can change us. God, we trust you, and we thank you that we get to walk through this journey with you. And Father, we ask this prayer in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. I want to talk about what God knows about us. You know, in life, many of us run from things, don't we? We run from what people think about us. We run from how we're perceived in different environments. Sometimes we change jobs. We move cities. People have been known to do all sorts of things because of what people think about us. And then there's that whole idea of what does God know about us? Because God actually knows every single thing there is to know about us. And how does God feel about that? Because think about all the things you've done through your life. Of the only creature or being in the world that knows about everything about you is God. There are things in all of our lives, our emotional state, our feelings, how we are, how we travel with things. God knows everything. And the scriptures are loaded with what God knows about us. And when we come to peace with this, it's amazing what I found in my own life, how it helped me surrender my life and come to peace with God. For example, God actually knows where you are right now. He actually does. The scripture tells us that God defined the time and the place and the time in history where we would live. That we are all, in our own way, no matter how we came into the world, we are uniquely placed at a point in history. None of us are accidentally at this point in history. But none of us. God uniquely put us in the place where we are. God uniquely put us in the cities where we are. God uniquely put us in the countries where we are. And there are some of us who live maybe in the first world and we experience the benefits of living in the first world. And then there are all our brothers and sisters who live in the third world and some of the very poor places of the world. God, for whatever reason that we don't fully understand, God placed us everywhere we did, that we are. What does God know about us? God knows our deliberations. That is, God knows our thinking. God knows our thoughts. God knows the way we are working through life and the things we're doing in life. Have a look at this on the screen. It says in Psalm 19, verse 12, "May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord." Again, "May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord." God knows. God knows what you think. He knows how you process the things that you go through. He knows why you've got to the conclusions you have. God knows what got you to take the action that you've taken in your life. God knows how you ended up in the places that you are right now. God knows your deliberations. And we know that the scripture tells us that God is love, that God loves us, that God's love is infinite, that God's love does not reject us, that God does. So God knows everything about us. Just think about that for a moment from a prayer perspective, from a surrendering of your life to God perspective. There's no secret. There's no secret as to why you did the things you did. In recent times, I've had some cause to reflect in my life about mistakes I've made in my life. And I've made some rippers in my life. We won't go through them now. But I've made some beauties. And at the time, I thought that my decision-making process at times, sometimes I thought I actually had thought that through well. And for whatever reason, it didn't turn out the way I thought that it would turn out. God knows my deliberations. And so therefore, if I'm completely transparent of mind before God, then I don't have to act before God. I don't have to put on a face before God. I don't have to be false before God. That I can say to God anything I want. You can say anything you want to God. You can talk to God about any conceivable thing and God listens because he already knows. He already knows exactly our deliberations, our thought processes. You know, there are the tremendously smart people. He understands their thought processes. There may be some of us not that so smart. He understands all. He knows it all. So now when you go to prayer, when you talk to God, you don't have to be anything else but who you are. God knows your thought processes. The second thing that God knows about us is God knows the decisions that we've made. God knows the decisions that you've made. Have a look at this from the book of Revelations. From the book of Revelation, it says, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were hot or cold. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth again. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because of you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." It says in Revelation 3:15. And what it's really talking about is God knows everything about us. He knows when we're half-hearted. He knows when we're full on. He knows that when we're just lukewarm somewhere in the middle, where we are half-hearted in the middle. And it seems that reading this scripture, and if you read the scriptures, God seems to do really well with people who are full on. But God seems to struggle, and God quite copes with people that are going, no. But God seems to really struggle between the person who goes from side to side, who's lukewarm. And we're all like that, aren't we? It's hard to know where you stand with someone who changes their mind all the time, isn't it? And so God knows our decisions, and he knows when they are yes and where they are no. And in the scriptures, it says in the Gospels, Jesus said, "How I wish that your no was no and your yes was yes." But this lukewarmness, that doesn't do you so well. Why don't people achieve? And why don't people often carry out their decisions, the decisions they make in life? And I think there's a number of reasons. And motivational speakers and people who've studied why people achieve in life, they say there's three reasons why people don't achieve and fulfill the decisions that they've made in life. Number one is they don't write down their decisions. They don't write down their decisions. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, "Write down the vision clearly upon the tablets." Write down the vision clearly upon the tablets. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the reason that's important to me, that verse of scripture, is that when Rosemary and I got married, that was one of the readings that we had at our wedding. that was like, there's a vision, write it down, because then you can look at that vision all the time. So often I've got it written down in my prayer journals. And when I go back and look at our life from years ago, I can stop and I can look at and look at where we are and go, is that in keeping with where I thought God was asking us to be? Are we on track? When we make a decision about we're going to go somewhere, if you don't write it down, you forget. I mean, you might have a great memory, but most of us just have an average memory, and we forget the decisions we made yesterday. And because I can go back to those times when I was a young man and we were early married, and we talked about what do we want to achieve in life? What's really important? And it was more than just we want a house and we want to have some kids, but what's the kind of people we want to be? What's the kind of way we want to live our life? What do we think when we get to heaven, God will say, you did what I asked you to do. You were the person I asked you to be. And that might be as simple as the job we have, the way we raise our family, the friends we have in our life. That might be it. But do you have a plan? Have you made decisions about this is who I want to be in my life? And then you've got the plan, you've got it written down, and then just a question of working the plan. And then through life, having the ability to come back and assess your life based on, are we in keeping with what we wrote down? That's the first reason people don't achieve their decisions. Another reason people don't achieve their decisions is because we don't seek advice from others. We don't seek advice from others. What we do is we think, well, I'm smart enough. I'm just smart enough. I can do it all by myself. And it says actually in Proverbs 15, verse 22, it says this, without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisors, they succeed. Again, without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisors, they succeed. If you want to achieve well in life and see your decisions come well that God knows you're making, then what we need to do is we need to seek advice, and we need to go to people who are wise. Some years ago, I went to hear someone speak, someone I quite respect, and they gave me some advice that has helped me so much through my life. And they said, often when you're looking at people that you admire, some of the people that are world famous, for example, you think to yourself, I'm never going to meet those people. And I remember being a young fella thinking, I'm never going to meet some of these great people who've achieved a lot in life. I'm not going to ever meet some of those. And I remember this person spoke to me about the whole concept of what he called distant mentors. Distant mentors. And the whole idea of a distant mentor is what can you get from someone that's far away? That if I'm never going to meet them, but have they ever given a talk? Have they ever written anything down? What are people saying about them? And to be mentored by them, by the way they live their life at a distance, at a distance. And I have found that to be one of the wisest things that has changed my life more than many, many other things. Having in my life a distance mentors. At various times, I've had my staff report to me on who are their distant mentors. Who are they reading? Who are they listening to? How is that help forming their life? So when they come down to make those decisions that God knows, because God knows everything we're deciding, when they make decisions, they've made informed decisions from people that they may never in their whole life meet. But there are also those people around us that you can get advice from. One of the things that got me to where I am in life today is I heard someone else say to do this, and so I started doing it, and I found it has worked tremendously, is to call someone or write to someone, even if they're in another city and even in another country, and say to them, if I was to come to you for an hour, for half an hour, would you give me some time? And I've traveled around the world and asking people, would you be able to just give me an hour? I told them what I'm doing. Would you just be able to give me an hour? And I found that so many people are so generous with their time. And I have met people around the world who don't just give you an hour. If you go to the effort to come, I've found people give you very often a substantial amount of time and a substantial amount of wisdom and a substantial amount of long-term help. If you want to make your decisions work, it's to seek the advice of others. And then, of course, there's people that are local to us. And there are people that are wise and maybe in the area that we want wisdom in who are local to us. At the same time, it's always important to speak to people who know us. Now, there's a good and bad to that. Sometimes the people who know us turn to us and go, you could never do that, because they've got us in a box and they don't want us to get out of the box. There are sometimes the people who know us don't want to say, yes, go and do that, because they don't want to see us get hurt if what we're trying to do fails or doesn't succeed in the way that we wanted it to. And so we have people go, oh, don't you go and try that. Others could do it, but you couldn't do it. Sometimes people who know us look at us through the faults that we have. But then there are all those people who really know us that are our friends and family that sometimes know us so well they can speak truth to us to enable us to achieve the things we need to achieve, because they either point out our strengths or they point out our weakness. And the people who know us, finding a balance of people who are able to say, hey, these are areas where you may be a little shaky, and in these are the areas where you're really strong, you're in need of that wisdom of people that know you. Otherwise, you just look for people who are just going to agree with you, and that's not necessarily helpful. So God knows our deliberations. God knows our decisions. And how do we make good decisions? We write them down so that we can go back and we can review them, and they're a track that we look at as we go into the future. We seek the advice of others, whether they be distant mentors, whether it be someone we can access but we've got to go to effort to get to, whether it's someone who's an expert locally to us, and it's members of our family. And then the third thing when we're making great decisions that God already knows is to ask for God's help. Ask for God's help. It says in 1 John 5, 1 John chapter 5 says, and we can be confident that he, God, will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. Again, and he can be confident, and we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. And one of the things that I've found is I keep praying this prayer, God, if this be your will. Because on the one hand, I want to be specific, I want this, but I don't want it if it's not what God wants for me. And so constantly saying to God, God, what are you asking of me? What is your will for me? Is vitally important to our lives. So God knows our deliberations. God knows the decisions. You know what else that God knows? God knows our discipline. Now, God knows our discipline. Now, I dislike with a passion the word discipline. It says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1, to learn you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. Isn't that great language? To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. I was lying in bed last night reading. It was kind of late. I couldn't sleep terribly well. For some reason, I just wasn't able to fall off to sleep. And I can either do a few things at that point in time. I can get up, watch TV. I can turn on the internet and just surf the internet aimlessly. And there's always things on the internet to look at. Or I thought I could read. And I remember the thought flashed through my mind last night. How disciplined am I to use this time when I'm not sleeping well? I can't sleep that well. See, discipline is the doorway to achievement. Discipline is what gets us from getting to those places in life where we want to go, where we really want to experience the blessings in our life. So God knows our deliberations. He knows our decisions. And discipline is the thing that helps us achieve. But here's something else that's vitally important is God knows our disciplines. He knows what you can do and he knows what you can't do. He's not interested in, God is not in the game of comparing you to someone else. We're into the comparison game. We look at someone else and say, look at what they're doing. But God doesn't do that, because God's able to see deep within us. He knows our deliberations. He knows the decisions we've made. He knows how we got to those decisions. He knows the discipline. He knows whether we're going to be able to achieve that or not. Have you ever repented of sin in your life and you've said, I'm never doing that again. I'm never ever going to do that again. And then you don't take too long and you do it again. Maybe that's just me.
Go to BruceDownsTheCatholicGuide.com for the rest of this episode and so much more.
Many years ago, a Catholic priest used to ask me all the time how my personal prayer was going, and I didn't know how to answer. Well, he taught me how to pray, and my life has never been the same. It's the most important thing I do in my life. So I wrote a book called Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person that step by step helps us to pray. Have you ever noticed that so often our prayers can be just asking for things from God? And any relationship that's all about just asking for stuff is not really a very fulfilling and meaningful relationship, is it? Or have you ever noticed that so often when it comes to prayer, we just don't know what to say? Well, I'm a husband and a father of five children, and I wrote this book, Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person, for women and men like me who are busy and yet want to connect with God in some way. I would love to bless you and give you this book for no charge, for no cost. Prayer changed my life. I would not be here today if it was not for personal prayer. Write to me on this address or call me on this number and I'll send you Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person for no charge at all. And I pray it blesses you.
We want you to have Bruce's book, Personal Prayer, for free. Call us on the number on your screen or write to us at P.O. Box 97367, Washington, D.C., 20090-7367, and we'll send you a copy of Personal Prayer.
If you didn't get to church this week, or for some reason you just don't think you can go, I want you to know this. God knows everything about you, and he's madly in love with you. That's right, everything. It's just not that he knows everything, he knows everything. How you got to the place you are right now, and he's deeply in love with you. Therefore, you don't have to have any secrets. Therefore, you don't have to put on any airs or graces. Therefore, you don't have to pretend. You can be as honest can be. And if anything we read in the scriptures that God loves integrity and he loves honesty. Well, that's it. We'll see you next time. And remember, wherever you are around the world, God is never far from you.
You've been listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy on Cradio.org.au.